Hi, this is Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel in Ballston Lake, New York. I'm your pastor for today. Have you ever experienced a fear that started in your stomach with a tightness and then just got worse and worse? We're living in days of great trial and struggle, wars, bombings, atrocity. It seems like the whole world is being divided and pulled apart. Perhaps you've felt that kind of anxious fear as you've listened to stories and seen things on the news. What is a Christian to do? Psalm 46 tells us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Then, in Psalm 46, there are two commandments that the Lord gives us to be able to combat that fear. He says, look to the future. Verse 8, stop focusing just for a moment on Google News, on CNN, on Fox, and look to the future. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. When the psalmist wrote that, it was not something that had happened in the past. It was something to come. He says he makes wars cease to the end of the earth. That was not true in his day. It is not true in our day. The psalmist is referring to something that was coming that Peter describes. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter says, by the word of the Lord, a day is coming when the heavens and the earth, as they now exist, are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. He then goes on to say, the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. What's he say in verse 9? He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. If you look towards that day, it is the first step towards peace in your heart. The second thing, the second command, verse 10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I have a chocolate lab. He's a dog that sometimes gets a little anxious when he doesn't get what he wants. And when he gets crazy, I'll take him by his neck, and I'll say, look me in the eye, Barnsey. And when he looks me in the eye, he gets calm and still. And I'll say, Barnsey, I'm your master. I'm in control. The psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. Let go of that anxiety and look into the eyes of Jesus. Look into the face of God in the face of Christ. And when you can begin to turn your attention towards him and recognize that he is God, that all things were created by him and for him and through him, that all things hold together in him, there's a kind of peace that the Holy Spirit brings.